My next guest needs no introduction to World Around. Of course, he is the former world heavyweight champion, the man from Easton, Pennsylvania. I call him the unofficial mayor of Easton. Every time I say that, he gets upset, but I'm talking about the great Larry Holmes. Welcome to the show, Larry. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. Can't complain.
Can't complain. How's the wife?
She's all right. She's good. She's in the kitchen messing around. I don't know what she's doing, but she's working in the kitchen.
Okay. You sound good. What are you doing these days? You just kicking it or what?
Yeah, just kicking it. That's all it is to do. Kicking it, you know, go make it a couple of pants here, pants over there, you know, just minor things that
We haven't talked in a while on the radio. Harold Smith died in January of last year. I found out in November, October or November, but that diabetes finally got him.
I didn't realize that, you know, because I was wondering what happened to him. Last time I heard, he was in Dubai.
Yeah.
I guess he didn't make it out of there.
No, well, his son's over there running, racing horses for the Dubai government. Mm-hmm. So he got some big connection over there. I went over there and spent 2 weeks with him in Dubai, and he sent me home with a bad check and the whole nine yards. You know what I'm saying? So I got to the airport. Larry, I got to the airport in Dubai, and they told me the airline ticket was no good. Now, you know, and I know, that before you get on an airplane with Harold Smith, you always make sure that the airplane ticket is round trip. You always make sure it's round trip. So I checked in San Francisco. I said, United lady. She goes, oh, yeah, this is a round trip ticket. So I got to Dubai, and Harold cashed in the ticket when I was in Dubai. So when I went to the airport, there was no ticket. So obviously, me and Harold, we didn't part ways on good terms. Man, he owed me about 9-10 G's.
Yeah, well, you know, then they call him Harold Getaway Smith for nothing.
Hey, did he really come to your office with a duffel bag full of cash one time?
Yeah, he did that. Yeah. He was a character. He wanted me to do certain things, and I had to know he didn't pull out the bag of money like that would turn me. Uh-huh. And he didn't. But, you know, he was okay with me. I didn't care.
Okay. It looks like Anthony Joshua, the once-beaten guy from England, and Tyson Fury, of course, him as well from the UK, the Irishman, they're going to hook it up for, they say, the World Undisputed Heavyweight Championship. How does that go down in the mind of the Easton Assassin?
Hey, people want to pay guys pretend to be champions, fine, it's okay with me. I don't really care. You know, the only thing that I don't like is when the guys go over there and they do all that fighting, they work hard, and then don't get paid. You know, but as long as they're getting paid, man, you know, it's okay with me.
Getting paid. Did you get $20 for your first fight?
No, I got $66 for my first fight.
And did you have to pay anybody out of that $66, like your cut man or anything like that? Or was that yours?
Yeah, I gave the guy $10, you know. And that made him happy. But, yeah, when I was fighting, I wasn't getting any money. I was getting $50, $100, whatever. But I done it because I like it. I like boxing. And that was my way out, you know. Cause I could have been doing some bad things if I wasn't getting the boxing.
You know, I hearken back to the 1974, 1973 videotapes of you at Deer Lake, Pennsylvania, lighting Muhammad Ali up like the White House, lighting Muhammad Ali up like a White House Christmas tree, and everybody say, "Who is that?" I said, "That's Larry Holmes." And you were, how old are you?
Yeah.
22 years old, 20 years old?
I don't know, but I tell you what, I had a lot of pleasure boxing with Muhammad Ali up there in Deer Lake. And, you know, he gave me a lot of confidence in myself. So I had nothing to lose, lot to gain.
Okay. I'll ask you a couple tough questions here. when they announced Jerry Cooney after they announced you for that title fight when you defended the heavyweight championship against Jerry Cooney, did that just piss you off a little bit more?
Yeah, it did. But, you know, I didn't want to lose my head because, you know, I knew what the game was, you know. Introduce Jerry, make me get mad and not lose my cool. And, you know, me and Jerry talk about that. We talk about that now, you know. But Jerry's a good guy.
Jerry's a good guy. He's done a lot for boxing. He and I were together, I guess, about 20 years ago. We did a function in Lakeport, Illinois for Gerald McClellan and Greg Page. Of course, they were both injured in boxing matches. Greg Page has left us, but Gerald is still going with his Lisa up there, his sister Lisa up there in Rockport. But Jerry, listen, if somebody needs something in boxing, Jerry's got a little organization. He tries to help people out.
He does, and then him and I get together sometimes, and we have golf tournaments together, and it goes over real well. You know, and, I mean, Jerry talk about the Dennis Rappaport and like don't. We talk about them guys how they would try to do people in and get over, but we keep laughing about it and keep it on going because we both got our help, and what more can you ask for?
Dennis Rappaport and Mike Jones, they were known as the Wacko Twins. Remember that? That's what Mike Marley used to call them. Remember that? The Wacko Twins.
Yeah. I haven't talked to Mike Marley either. I looked for him. He's up in New York last time I know him. But I can't find him either.
Do you want me to have Mike Marley get in contact with you?
Yeah, yes. You can, if you've got a number.
I'll take care of that for you. I'll take care of that. He'll call you in a few days. Okay. So, Larry, besides kicking it, do you watch any boxing on TV? Is there anybody that excites you at all in the world of boxing right now?
Well, it's just the little guys, you know, and I'm not really watching no guys because when they come on at 9 o'clock here, I'll be asleep. You know, I'm 70 years old now. I'm 70 years old now. I kind of give my rest.
I'm 63. Larry, I'm 63. I was just talking to Larry Merchant a little while ago, an hour in the morning, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He's going to turn 90 on February 11th. He's still going out. He's still driving his car. He goes up the coast with his wife. They go up the coast. They go for drives 200-300 miles. I kid you not. He's still doing everything, and he's going to do some skiing. He says if this COVID thing lifts, he's going to do some skiing. Dude's 90 years old, still rocking.
No, I don't think he should do it, but, you know, I can't tell people what to do. I just like boxing. Tell me I shouldn't box, but I did it anyway.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Anyway, champ, you sound really good. I'm glad that you were able to spend some time with me because, you know, I respect you. You have an undying amount of respect as far as being a heavyweight champion. You've been a good dad. You've been a good husband. People don't realize that, man. They know headlines about Larry Holmes doing this or Larry Holmes doing that. Larry Holmes has been a pretty good guy and a good representative, not only of boxing, Larry, but of the human race.
Yeah. That's important.
That's important. And I miss it. You know, the old days, we get together at fights, we holler at each other and have a good time and this and that. Of course, those days are gone, but we still got the memories, man. Listen, our memories are priceless, Larry. Nobody has the memories we and I have. Nobody does. I mean, they're priceless. And what's priceless about it is that we can still remember them.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about it. Yeah.
Anyway, I want to wish you and the wife the best. Say hello to your son. I'll never forget what he said that one time when they asked him, what's it like to watch your father fight? He says, it's very stressful. I miss you. I miss you. Hey, champ, I miss you. God bless you, and you take care, okay?
All right, gang. Anytime.
All right. You know, I get a little emotional anytime we talk. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That was Larry Holmes. I love the way that you